know that I'm different. Self-motivated, self-disciplined. Yeah, I learned from my experience. I just want someone.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another Soul from Boys and Men. I'm your boy Terry, Mr. King. I had to restart this whole thing all over again because we had some technical difficulties. But guess what? We back at it with another Soul from Boys to Men. And yes, I got somebody special here with me today. This guy has been an influence in my life, whether you know it or not. He was a part of my life when I was in college. I should have listened to this man, because if I was listening to this man, I'll probably be wealthy as hell right now. I'll be well established, well put together, wouldn't have to worry about nothing, especially because he let me know before Bitcoins came out, it was going to be the next big thing. And then on top of that, too, he told me about podcasts back in 2017, 18, something like that. And look at what podcasts are doing right now. This man done predicted a couple things right. He might be on his way to being the next Bill Gates or better than Bill Gates, because you know he's only going to be him, himself, and I. And guess what? I'm just, you know, I'm trying to be like him one day when I grow up. Without further ado, I give to you the myth, the man, the legend, Purnell Bills. Purnell!
Man, what's up, bro? Appreciate being on the podcast, man.
Man, I appreciate you for even coming on, bro, because I know you got a busy schedule. I know you got a lot of stuff going on. I know, like, out of everybody I know, you're the hard person to get in contact with. You hard as fuck to get in contact with. But, man, I wouldn't have no other way to have you on right now, because especially after I've actually been in this podcast game for a year, done over 100 episodes now, been staying consistent, I'm like, man, got to get homage to where I first found out about podcasting from. So first, without further ado, I'm going to let you, give you the flow, give people a chance to get to know who you are, telling your background story, where you're from, all this other stuff. I'm glad I'm going to give them a hint. Dude.
Originally from Jacksonville, Florida. Anybody else say? Let's see. I went to University of West Florida. That's where I met Terramis. Living in Tampa, weather. I'm an avid sports person. What else? I've lived in Atlanta over the last 5 years. Lived in Tampa, too, man. In California, Miami, life has been pretty good, bro. Up and overall, man, it's been great.
Man, and that's great, man. So, for now, this is my biggest question. I always wondered, how did you always know what was about to happen before it even happened? You like a fortune teller. You got some great insights and everything else. So I'm just like wondering, cause some people can see shit before it's happened, or they can see the way like the trends are going, the times are flowing, and then they know how to make decisions based off of that. But I'm wondering, based off of the decisions you made to set yourself up, was it luck or was it just great insight on seeing the patterns of the way the world was about to operate?
It was a little bit of both, man. I don't think it was first, but a lot of it was just gut feeling, man. When it came down to podcasting, I felt like I knew a lot about sport, and I felt like I can get into the game about sport. And it just so happened, I was interested in meeting, move to Atlanta. I was interested in meeting more people. Atlanta has a lot of entrepreneurs. Maybe some people or meet some people in Atlanta. I think would love to have, give the opportunity to be sent over to that. We're interesting because, I did one a therapeutic company. And I did it when I went back to Pensacola. Like with everyone, anyone and won that game. Obviously, you know, I had a team, and we start podcasting there. Honestly, podcasting about, you know, me talking about sports, but me listening and meeting different individuals is and dreams. They just wanted to have more to speak about. Now you definitely grown, and it's become bigger, but I didn't like that. I just was doing it because I learned that this will be an opportunity to meet people. It's definitely helped a lot of my life. And also, I've gained a more so of a record. I mean, when you come up with Bitcoin, it reminded me of like just playing a video just with digital coin. So seeing what I've done before and taking that insight and going, we talk about stocks, that's just looking around. Man, I mean, we're going to the naval base. I'm branches, but we're right off of branches. And so going down the street, man, and there was this down, but it had a solar panel on it, right on the awning door. So it had solar panels on it. But no one, that building, abandoned building, has solar panels. And I went and looked up some companies, and just, you know, obviously the things like that. Stock, man, I jumped into it and jumped to I think the highs of like $20 started to collapse. But me jumping into that, what's going on automation wise or on different materials, things to jump into. Like right now, like I took this is one company, Lithium America. Now they're in Nevada. They build lithium ion stuff, fuel all the electric vehicles, anything that we're doing, gas, that's what it fuels. I've been in it for a little bit, man, and it started to fall. That stock has been so. I really just take my cues from the inside as well as my gut. Your gut feeling is usually like, you know, but for me, I feel like that's God's word telling you something. I flow with the
yep. Man, because look, Pernell, and that's the funny thing about it, because I know when you follow your gut majority of the time, it won't lead you the wrong way. Because I did listen to my gut and turn around, put myself in a pickle where I'm like, man, I knew I shouldn't be here. I knew I shouldn't have did that. I knew I should have pulled out here. And this, I ain't talking about pull out in the other way, sexual way. I'm talking about, like, we're talking about investment stocks. Or even with, like, with people in general, like, some people linger around too long and you'd be like, dang, what the hell is this actually doing for me? Is it actually hindering my growth and everything, or is it actually, you know, raising my value? And listening to your gut can be the difference between you living a life full of wealth and riches, or you just getting by it on a day-to-day basis. But it also is a risk either way, because sometimes you could take a risk, listen to your gut, and it could end up costing you a little bit more than the gains that will come in the back end of it.
You're right. I think when you do what you got, but you definitely got to do research on what. You know, for me, with this solar panel, but idea, but it's up to me to go do the research. If there's any, you know, validity into that.
So, you just said the research. A lot of people don't want to do the research, and they just want to go out on a whim, and then they cry later on and be like, oh, see, man, I knew this wasn't going to work, this, that, and the third. They're like, oh, I shouldn't listen to this person. But you go on a basis of somebody else's research, you can't get mad at them because you didn't do your own research. And we see a lot of people fall into that category now. But have you ever went off somebody else's research and somebody else's gut without doing your own research?
Man, all the time, man. I think it's like habits or whatever. I think that all comes back to like a confidence thing. In your mindset and your thought process, confidence, man. You read other people's thoughts. You take that, but regardless of the fact, man, what's best for you. And so if you into directions where other people who are assessing or going in their route for it, you end up second guessing with it. I think at any whatever you do in order to improve on the path to either experience that or you have to do some more research to think. But I don't think you should make a more research or some form of knowledge behind it.
Yeah, because I agree. Now I have this a lot of those. I'm just gonna listen to them, trust they idea, and turn around like, man, you know what, I should have did my own research, and I realized, you know what, it couldn't be nobody else's fault but mine either way, because I made that decision on my end and everything. So Pernell, question. I feel like you have the answer because you're the man with the answers and everything too. So knowing what you know now, what would you have done different back then to get to either where you at sooner or get in a better spot? Because like a lot of people just starting off in their life and everything goes through. A lot of kids, they don't got no really idea where they trying to go, for real. They just trying to win. Mm-hmm. They winging it. They don't really got no guidance. But, you know, as you get older, you look back, you're like, dang, I could have did this better. I could have did this. I should listen to this person, or I should listen to my gut about this. What would you have done different back then to get a different result than what you got right now?
And I would have probably try to find myself and know myself. Being young and coming up in the social media age, right? You start to maybe close to you or people you've never even met before. So they are, you know, they're doing. So you let me do X, Y, because, you know, I'm trying to chase the money. In your heart of heart, you know, that's not who you go. And for me in general, I would figure out who I am through and through. Because in doing that, you eventually overall start to go after dreams and go essentially, you know, help you lift you up, right? You do these things, right? You wake up in the morning wanting, right? Because these are the goals, right? The thoughts that you've created for yourself. Overall, man, that would be my message, man. To figure out who you are, love to do, right? So regardless of, if you know who you are through and through, that means you have confidence, right? If you know that for moving forward in life, it's going to be a breeze for you, but you're going to be okay with whatever you do, the decisions you make, because you know what you want to do, not because somebody else is telling you. I'm an adult, right? You both somebody else's control of it, older or in college, right? I feel like sometimes you get somebody else to tag along to, right? Because you don't trust who you are, trust your job, right? So that's what I would do, man. I think it would. I was like, man, I know my job is not, it's not, not, you know, yeah, BJ's. Going to find a new one, just because you think it might make you look a certain way, give you a certain type of status. I jumped out there a month after graduation. The dream has been accomplished, or the goal has been accomplished. That wasn't my goal. That was my parents. Just to get out, go to college, job, be able to take care of that. While their dream and their goal was, so if I could go back, I wouldn't have jumped out there just to find that. Yeah, I like, but do I over, would try to take a step back and look. I don't really want to do this. So that's for 6 months to figure out, right? You can go to school and grad, get a degree. You don't want to do that long term. To change course is when you're young. And lucky enough, man, I'm 20, I got the opportunities to continue to other things, other. So for me in general, like, I'm not, trying to achieve my ultimate goal. I'll never stop as long as I know where my end goal is, and I should be okay with taking that direction that I want to do, not because somebody else is telling me to do X, Y, Z. Not my gut, my time has told me I need to go. No matter how long it takes me to get there, for me, I'll be all right.
I like that. And yeah, you touched on something that was real, 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 real important that most people look over. We always be doing, I feel like the beginning part of life, we doing stuff to help make everybody else happy, their goals for us, versus looking at what we want to do. Because a lot of parents, they press this picture of what they perceive for us to be. Instead of just accepting who their kids are and what their passions are, everything else too. Like, I wish I would have took some more time to really discover what I wanted to do in life in general sooner, like you said, because that's a lot of years. I feel like, I ain't gonna say I wasted, because I got a lot of knowledge from them years, but it's stuff I could have been acting on stuff I wanted to do. I went from an engineering major to a business major, to a communication major, just to find that, hey man, this is what I've been trying to do my whole life. Like, with speaking, public speaking, broadcast, the journalism, the behind the camera work, everything else too. It took me all the way
from I'll tell you why, right? The main thing is you can see the money, right?
Yeah.
Business, the word tells you, communications, right, or doing something, or even public speaking, doesn't the normal black parent, right, doesn't tell them you will make X, and inside what you're doing by putting a lot of times, man, you won't get the support, or that you won't get it from your parents, or again, I today, like, when you grow up, bro, nobody's telling passion unless you play sports, right? You play basketball, football. I know most kids in my neighborhood wants to go play football. One guy, his dream going to play football. However, taught him entrepreneurship. He's Ethiopian. And I had an understanding from him is that we grew up with the same. His parents taught him about money, about entrepreneurship, or getting out, having to, to clock in. He's never clocked a day in his life other than, but he never had to clock in. He teaches, he's teaching his son and else as well, because she's never had to train, but she doesn't really clock in no more or not. She owns her own book. Right, my brother does the same thing. Learning, it's more of what can you do for yourself. Being on a football field, being in a corner, or doing something, you know, doing it in multiple ways. If you find your passion is 100% the first look up, bro. I don't care who they are, bro. Any billionaire, that's what be in love or whatever. But billionaire that you read, right? Not anyone that you read, bro. They all say the same passion, bro. You must follow your passion. They are, you got to follow your passion, bro. Follow your passion, man. You basically second guess the heart God gave you. So you got to follow. You might have to do other things out of your passion to get money to survive. Follow your passion, man. And doing it on you follow your passion, doing it on the side. At the end of the day, that you might make more money than you would something that you don't care to do, right? And also, warning without somebody have to you know, the alarm has to wake you up, bro. You don't have to do, hey, I like doing this. Like, I'm excited.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing for me, you know?
Man, for now, you go over here giving me goosebumps. Looking like Steve Harvey over here. Boy, you had me over here. Hey, you over here like Steve Harvey over here. Hey, but look, I ain't gonna lie, because look, passion drives your purpose. And your purpose.
Quick question. Good pause.
Yes, sir.
Phone is on 1%.
Okay. Well, matter of fact, let me. Well, real quick, I'm going to have you back on real soon for another episode. What is your one message you want to leave these people with that you feel like they need to know in order to find purpose and passion?
It's the slogan I got now, bro. Remind everyone, you got to live this life too. You got to live this life too. What else is doing? You got to live this life too. So if you got it, make sure you enjoy it. That's my message. You got to live, no matter if your girl want to do this, or your mom, dad, or bad, you got to live this life too. So if you got to, you know, meet somebody else got to do, remember, you got
to. I like that. Damn, for now, I like that. Hey, yo, for now. I got to come to Jacksonville and visit you sometime soon, man. We're going to have to catch a game or something or go to Orlando Magic. Whatever game, bro, I don't care what we go. Man, matter of fact, wait, they got a Bills team? No, you ain't got a Bills team, but fuck it. Either way, man. But look, Pernell, I can just say thank you for coming on this episode from Boys and Men. And look, I'm just proud to say I see you shining. And I'm proud of you for everything you overcame and accomplished in the past years, even though we ain't been talking on a consistent basis. I do want to say, as a brother, I'm proud of you. We was in the trenches together. So.
Man, cause you don't understand how much I've learned from you, man. Confidence is something I've learned from you, bro. That's something that, you know, I've come to find people with confidence because in me, being able to watch somebody else with so much confidence coming from
Byron,
so I appreciate you, bro.
Man, bro, Pernell, thank you, man. Yo, you got me over here crying, man. I gotta go in the barbershop in a minute. You can't make me cry before I go in the barbershop. But yo, Pernell, man, I just say thank you again for coming on. We definitely gonna get you back on whenever you're free and available, man. I can't wait to see what you do next in your life, because I already know whatever you do, you're doing it right. So, man, look. Before I close up this episode, I always say this one thing. And for now, you're going to like what I say. Watch this. Okay, look. Before y'all leave, I leave y'all with this message. Y'all remember, dream big dream, because small dreams have what? Little magic. And how big would you dream you know you couldn't fail? And remember this. Everything he told you basically falls into this whole same category. Y'all do y'all best and let God take care of the rest. Man. Pernell, man, bro, I love you, man. Like, real shit. Without, I love you, bro. I'm just glad to see you, man. Glad to hear from you. And like I said, to the moon and back. I got your back.
I appreciate
it. Sir.
Hey, man. Hit me up next time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. But peace, love, happiness, y'all. We is out.